My name is Alexi. I'm from Togo.
And I'm William Kramer. Welcome to People and Places. One of my favourite things about living in London is the incredible mix of people that you find here. Go for a short walk in almost any part of this city, and you're more than likely to pass people from every continent in the world. Some of them will be tourists enjoying a holiday in Britain, some will be students, and others will be people who've come to this country to live and to work. Today, we're going to hear from someone who has decided to settle in London. His name is Alexi, but where's he from and what does he do?
My name is Alexi. I'm from Togo. At the moment, I'm living in London. I've got a small clinic and I'm a physiotherapist.
Alexi is from Togo. That's a country in West Africa, next to Ghana. He is a physiotherapist. A physiotherapist is someone who helps people who have suffered muscle injury. After you've been in hospital, your doctor might send you to a physiotherapist to help you build up your strength. Alexi was 19 years old when he left Togo. At the time, he had two great loves in his life. What were they?
I just finished my degree in French business law. I was a footballer and I was involved in politics.
Alexi said that he'd been a footballer and that he'd been involved in politics. Alexi played football for his university and for a semi-professional team. He was so promising a player that he was offered a place in the national under-16 squad to go to the World Cup. Amazingly, he turned this offer down and he decided not to become a professional footballer. Why?
Sometimes you have to make your choice, and my dad made my choice for me. So basically, he said, you know, you concentrate on studies first and football will come later. My son is going to uni and that's the end of the matter. So I didn't go.
If someone concentrates on something, he puts all his energy towards it. Alexi didn't continue his football career because his father made him concentrate on his studies. Alexi said, sometimes you have to make your choice. And my dad made my choice for me. So is Alexi now angry that his dad made him concentrate on his studies and stopped him from playing football?
I think he probably made a right choice for me. Because when I came to England, I tried to play professionally, damaged my knee in the process. So ended up not going anywhere in football. So I have to fall back on my education. And I think he probably was wiser than me.
Well, Alexi said that his dad probably made the right choice for him. When he came to England later on, he damaged his knee and so had to fall back on his education. In this context, to fall back on something means to make use of something when your original plans don't work out. Alexi's father knew that if Alexi got a good education, he would always have that to fall back on if he needed. Sadly, Alexi's other interest, politics, soon got him into trouble. At the start of 1991, President Niasimbe Eyadema had been in power for 24 years, and there was no political opposition. The universities were centres of pro-democracy campaigning, and Alexi and his friends used to organise demonstrations and distribute leaflets calling for a revolution. But instead of change taking place, the president strengthened his position, and Alexi and many of his friends left the country. How did Alexi feel when he arrived in the UK?
So when I came to London from the bus stop, I realised that maybe this is the place for me because I didn't have any English at all at the time. You know, I only have a piece of paper with the address where I was going. And I had this lady who actually took my hand, show me to the bus and say, make sure that he get off at this station. And I think after that, it marked me deeply. As an immigrant, you want to feel welcome. And I think she made me welcome.
Alexei felt immediately that London might be the place for him. He described how a lady took him by the hand, showed him to his bus, and told the driver to make sure he got off at his station. "I think she made me welcome," he said. Don't forget that if you would like to download the script from this programme, you can do so on the People and Places website on bbclearningenglish.com. Goodbye.
bbclearningenglish.com.